you in mind that spring is really getting close. It's when we start talking on the radio about the annual Cystic Fibrosis fundraiser that'll take place for the 37th time. Do I have that number correct?
You have that right. 37 years.
Wow. That is really amazing.
We was young guys when we started this thing.
You probably at the start thought, yeah, we'll do this for a few times. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
37 years.
That's the way it goes.
All right. Well, tell the folks who they can expect to see when they come to the big show this year.
Well, we're going to our concert this year was on March the 15th. It's at the West Plains Civic Center. And tickets are on sale now. And we're going to have the great Rodney Atkins.
Who put on a great show when he was here last time.
He's great. He's great. Great. So we're looking forward to it. You know, he has quite a story. A lot of people don't know. You know, when he was young, his mother gave him up, and he was kind of sick, and he had two different foster families that brought him back, and then finally the Atkins family took him, and he took their name, and the rest is history. It's interesting to talk to him about it. You know, it's an unbelievable story in a lot of ways, but he's a unbelievable type guy. Matter of fact, this week he left on Monday to the Middle East to play for the troops. Him and Toby Keith did that for a long time, and so now that Toby's gone, well, he's doing it. So you know, that's one of his passions is the military thing. One thing about Rodney, which is unusual, you'll probably know about this is he's been with Curb Records for 25 plus years, and there's not very many artists that stays with the same record label.
Holy cow, I didn't realize he'd been with the same label
that
long.
And you know, there's a lot of loyalty there for both of them, and he's made them money, and so that's quite a deal. It's unusual in the music business that they do that. He just had a new single come out last Friday called Marry Me Again, and he has a new song out called True South, so he's still putting out the new music and everything, and so we're really, really excited about having him come, and you know, his song, probably his most popular song, Watching You, that was the song of the decade in the 2000s, and then he's got other big songs, Farmer's Daughter, Caught Up in the Country, Take a Back Road. I mean, he's just got all kinds of big hits and stuff, and one thing about him is he is a live performer. I mean, he puts on a great performance live. A lot of them aren't like that, but he is great live. And one thing about him that I can say, and it's probably the best compliment a singer can get, is he sounds the same live as he does on the radio, and you know that's not always the case.
It's very seldom the case, actually. Only the really good ones are able to emulate that. What we do every time you come in, every year, we talk about the show, always tell people this is a fundraiser to fight cystic fibrosis. What is that?
Cystic fibrosis is a basically a lung disease where it creates thick mucus in their lungs, and they have to cough that up. And so we've made great strides. I mean, because our money goes to the University of Missouri and for research. And the two research doctors will be here that night. And we've come up with some new drugs that is doing fantastic for the young people now, and actually some of the older patients too, where they don't hardly do many lung transplants anymore because this is going so good. But one of the reasons it is because the money we've raised from research has helped come up with these new drugs and everything. And so we're making lots and lots of progress.
So the show is March the 15th, and if you want tickets for the show, they're easy to get, right?
They're easy to get. The tickets are $30 for adults, which, believe me, if it wasn't for all the sponsors helping us, them tickets would probably be, well, I've been watching Rodney's tickets run $65 to $75 a ticket.
You're not going to find a price like that for an artist like that.
No. So $30 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. All the ticket locations is all area banks here in West Plains. You can get tickets at West Plains Bank in Willow Springs, Simmons Bank in Willow Springs. We can get them at Simmons Bank in Mountain View and Liberty Bank in Mountain View. You can get them at Walmart West Plains. Or you can go call the Civic Center at 417-256-8123, or you can go to Ticketmaster and you can just order your tickets from Ticketmaster. Or if you see one of our posters around town, it's got a QR code, you can just scan that with your phone and you can just get tickets right then.
Pretty rare that you've got someone coming back second time.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we're excited about that.
How many times have you done that already?
Only time.
This is it.
Yep. So anyway, we're excited about having him.
Your feedback must have been really good for him.
Real good. Yeah. So anyway, and he's looking forward to coming. He likes doing this type of stuff, and so we're real excited about having him here, and he's going to put on a great show. Our opening act is going to be Jessica's Friends, just like it always is.
Oh, this is an event. This isn't just a concert. This is an event.
It's more like a festival, isn't it?
Well, yeah. First time I saw it, I was just looking around going, what is going on? Everything's going on around here. You got auctions, you got entertainment on the stage, and people probably see each other at this thing every year.
You know, it's amazing. I talked to a lady yesterday, and she said she'd only missed one.
Wow.
Only missed one. And the only time she missed one was because she had a baby. So,
you well, know, that's no excuse.
She had a pretty good excuse. But anyway, we have one way a lot of people want to be involved in it is they make us stuff, they donate us stuff. So for the auction, and we have a live auction about 20 to 25 items. Then we have a silent auction. People donate us stuff. So when you get there, you can go down and you can bid on the stuff. And that's been really, really good. We have a lot of great stuff. I seen Danny Dunn at the basketball game the other night, and he said he's made us 2 cedar benches. And, you know, just things like that. And it's really a big community event. Has been for a long time. And because of our sponsors and everything and because of the auction stuff, we're able to keep the ticket prices low where – everybody, you know, you can bring your family. And I do know a lot of families that this is a big deal to them. This is only time of the year that they go to anything like this.
And, again, thanks to Rick for coming in and talking about this. We can talk about it a few more times between now and the event. But I wanted to point out this is a fundraiser to fight cystic fibrosis and that. But like Rick said, this is a special thing for other reasons, too. The last live show that my dad ever saw was Marty Stewart over here at the Cystic Fibrosis Show. And he talked about that the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And thought it was the best thing ever.
Harold, he really liked Marty Stewart.
He loved
And then
Marty
he
Stewart.
Hugged my neck when I said, you want to meet him? And so, you know, that's a pretty cool thing.
Nothing like it. Rick Frazier, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Harlan, thank you very much.
Here is Rodney Atkins. Well, lo and behold, 731 at KDY.